is on.
Introducing Pretty Girls Love Real Estate. Stories of everyday women breaking barriers and building wealth through real estate.
Skinny Boss. B-O-S-S.
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Pretty Girls Love Real Estate podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Washington, and I am super excited for my guest today. I have Miss Heidi Bolliard. She is an architect in Dublin, Ohio, and she works with many different people within the real estate industry, specifically home buyers and home sellers, kind of just showing them ways to make their design in their home more functional and more marketable so they can sell it. So I'm really excited about this concept, and I'm really, you know, really ready for our conversation today. So Heidi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for taking the time to come on the show here. So let's jump right into it. How did you first get started with real estate?
So I have been a residential architect over the last 22 years. Mm-hmm. So it's really using, like, I was just like thinking, like, I love to create happiness for my clients. So that's always my main goal when working with them. So really just finding homes that work with their lifestyle and just flow and function for them and their family, just to bring them more happiness and joy, just calm into mm-hmm. their life. So I was like, but I'm only one person. So I'm like, how can I do this on a bigger scale? Like, how can I help more people find, you know, their spaces, their perfect spaces to live in, to help, you know, just improve their lives. So I was like, I should work with real estate agents, because really it's a really, the process I use to help create my clients' dream homes is like seamlessly rolls into helping real estate agents, realtors, also helping their clients find their perfect dream home.
Absolutely. So let's back up for a second here, because when I think of architects, I think of people designing, you know, larger scale buildings. So what made you want to do specifically residential architecture?
Because I just think it's so, like, even when I was in college, I loved doing smaller type projects and things like that, just because it's fun to work with families.
Mm-hmm. Like,
it's just a fun collaboration, because it's, you know, your home is most people's biggest investment. So to be able to work with them on creating that amazing space that they absolutely love, it's so rewarding.
Awesome. So your company is called Soul by Design. Where did you come up with that concept, and how did that business get started?
So it started a couple years ago when I was doing some work with Grant Cardone and Pete Vargas, just talking about being on stages and speaking from stages. And it's like, who can we help? Like, who else can we help and, you know, to spread my message and of just creating happiness and creating, you know, homes that flow and function. So we thought, you know, what if we worked with real estate agents mm-hmm. to, you know, help them to start working on, you know, doing things a little bit differently, just in how they help their clients, both buying and selling.
Okay. Yeah,
Soul by Design just seemed like a really fun name for it, just because, you know, it's not like realtors are really, people are like, oh, they're going to help me think through
absolutely
some of the design of this house, but it's really fairly simple to do once you, you know, go through the process of really thinking about the spaces within a house, like what, and also what the client's looking for. So that's one of the first thing I talk to with realtors is doing a really high fact-finding conversation with your clients mm-hmm. to make sure that you understand what they're looking for.
Okay. So can you tell me about a specific success story with one of the realtors you've worked with before?
Just like really simplifying the process. Like, it really helps simplify the process for them and then also for their clients so that they can move through the process faster. So instead of having to show several homes to a client, really being able to narrow down how many homes they're showing them, because really several aren't really what the homeowner is looking for.
Right.
So by getting the client to understand, you know, to have that high level fact-finding conversation with them mm-hmm. and help them break down what they're really looking for. But also, like, when, you know, sometimes it's so hard to like vocalize like what we're looking for. So being able to meet with the client in their home, even if they're living in an apartment, mm-hmm. changes things, because then they can show you what they're looking for, like what works in their existing home and what, you know, isn't working for them. Like both of those are so important to know, so that when you are showing them homes or looking, you know, online at homes before you even start doing the showings, you really understand what they're looking for.
What are some of the areas within the home that people really, you know, kind of factor into their decision to say, hey, I definitely want to go with this house, and then versus, you know, basically their decision to go with this house versus another house? What are the most important rooms?
I think, you know, I think they say that the ones that are of the most value are like your kitchens and your bathrooms, because, you know, they're the functional spaces within the home. But I think too, like family room spaces, like if they're dark and they feel too closed off from everything else, like that's a huge factor as well. But it really just depends on the client and the family and what they're looking for. But I think it's, you know, it's always interesting because we, you know, walk into so many homes and they're really compartmentalized homes where you have the dining room and the living room, and then, you know, a much, you know, oftentimes smaller kitchen than we would really desire, because we all end up in a kitchen anyway. And then it just feels tiny when we're having people over, or if, like, as a family, if you cook, then the space just feels really small if you're all in there trying to do things at the same time. So it's really thinking through the spaces that are in like a house that you're looking at mm-hmm. or showing, and thinking about their goals and, you know, dreams and needs and what those spaces could be used for instead.
Yeah. So you mentioned like your family room, rooms where a lot of people kind of congregate. Have you seen a shift in kind of demand of what spaces, or, you know, how they want spaces designed after the pandemic, since, you know, a lot of people started working from home, going to school virtually, whatnot, you know, they work from home more often. So mm-hmm. any shift in demand for that area?
I see a lot of more demand of people wanting like two office spaces now in their home if they both work from home. But I think too, like for a while, everyone wanted really open living spaces. And now people have drawn back a little bit from that to have spaces a little bit more separated, not completely closed off, but still having a little bit more separation between spaces.
What about outdoor spaces? What are some of the kind of trends or most sought after things that people want outside their house?
Like, yeah, going back to your question on the pandemic, like I think that like everyone now wants outdoor mm-hmm. spaces, which is great because it renews our spirit to be connected with nature. So I'm glad to see that more and more people are connecting with like outdoor spaces to nature. But a lot of three season rooms, and it just depends on the part of the country that you're in too. Cause like here, I'm in Ohio, so, you know, we have a good 4 months where you don't really want to be outside because it's too cold. So, you know, sometimes it's a three season room, and people will use a heater or something like that to, you know, allow a little bit more use throughout the year. Or just, you know, a sunroom with lots of glass. But then there's also some really cool products out there too, like windows where they all fold down. It's almost like a double hung window where just one of them moves, mm-hmm. but it's like four double hung, like the panels, and they all slide down mm-hmm. like towards the bottom. So you have like this whole open space with the screen. So there's some amazing products out there nowadays too, that you can use to kind of make a sunroom feel more like a screen porch.
Right.
Have good weather.
Right. Yeah.
And it just depends too, because in areas that are super buggy, people don't want to do just like a covered porch. But like when you have, you know, some people, that's all they want is a covered porch. It's fun. I didn't realize this until a few years ago, but if you put a ceiling fan in a space that you want to keep the bugs out of, they can't, they won't fight the air. So they will leave you alone if you have a ceiling fan.
Okay, that's good for anybody.
And yeah, that's a, to know. A fun tip. So
thank you for that. Do you ever work with like larger home builders, you know, those larger subdivisions, and they kind of have a, like maybe five or six different floor plan options and people can choose from those when they want to get a custom home? How do you kind of work with them to make them more effective when they're kind of designing those floor plans?
We don't work a whole lot with the home builders to do those types of things. We have worked with them to update their plans that have been, that they've had for like a decade. And they're like, we need to freshen this up a little bit. So,
absolutely.
So we've worked with them on that aspect, but too, when we're doing that, then we have the opportunity to kind of bring in some things like, well, maybe this is a dining room, formal dining room, but maybe it's, it could be somebody else's extra office. So even when I'm working with clients, you always want to think about resale because you never know what's going to, you know, how things are going to play out in your life. So it's always important to make sure that you're thinking about how maybe the next homeowner could potentially want to use that space.
Absolutely.
Now, setting yourself up for the best possibility of selling the property and getting the most out of it.
Absolutely. Your functionality, and then you also have that marketability on the back end. Have you ever worked with any clients that are in apartments or condos or any other, you know, style of living other than a detached single family home?
We've worked on several condos and like high rises.
How does that process kind of differ?
You know, it's interesting because you're normally dealing with concrete on like your floor, your ceiling, and your wall. So, or at least the shell of it. So it just makes it, you know, you just have to be a really creative thinker to make things work. It's moving those puzzle pieces around to make it function for what they're looking for. Because at that point, you know, windows are in specific locations. It's not like you can move things around, or it's not like you can even add windows to a unit. So you have to work with what you're given. So it's a lot of fun. We love doing like whole house renovation projects and like condo projects and things like that, just because it's a big challenge, but it's a lot of fun.
Okay. And how about there's, you know, a popular trend, I think, that's here to stay. It's only going to grow, of people wanting to add like accessory dwelling units or tiny homes to their space. Have you ever worked with clients for that?
We have, in terms of people will add space for like to have in-law suites. So instead of, especially after the pandemic, people not wanting to have their family in necessarily a facility, they want to have them home. So they bring in a caregiver if that's needed, and then have their family closer to them. So, but yeah, it's just, you have to be careful with that, with zoning. Just because you can't make the property, oftentimes, like you can't have two living units on it. So normally you have to be creative with how you can attach that to the existing structure. So sometimes you can do it really easily with doing a covered porch. Like, it just depends on the jurisdiction and what their requirements are and what they allow you to do. But yeah, some jurisdictions you could, it could be a covered porch, but in others it has to be a heated, like heated cooled space that's attached between the secondary residence and the main residence.
Right. And I've seen a lot of people also converting their garage for those uses. So what's next for Soul by Design or for Heidi in general?
Oh, I feel like I have so many things. I just finished writing a book about, it's called How to Create Your Happy Place. So the art of transforming your home. And so it, so that's been a fun project to do, but with Sold by Design, just exciting to get some new training programs started and getting some more information out there on YouTube about just kind of helping realtors just start thinking differently, start teach them how to think like an architect.
Awesome. And your book, is it already out or when does it come out?
It's not out yet. We just finished, or I just finished writing. So it's in editing and.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I didn't realize how many steps go into writing a book.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Are you like going to self-publish or do you have a publishing company?
I have a publishing company that I'm working with. So. Awesome.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
we're like co-publish. I think it's co-publisher. So.
Okay.
I do some things and they handle some things. So.
It's all great. Right. We'll be on the lookout for that. For sure. I really appreciate this conversation. I'm going to go shift over to the last segment of the show, which is the Fabulous Four. It's four questions that I ask every guest. And this first question relates to books. So you can say that or you can say something different. The first question is, what's your favorite book about real estate?
Well, real estate's all about sales. Mm-hmm. So yeah, one of my favorite books about sales is Sell or Be Sold by Grant Cardone. Mm-hmm. So he just shares such great knowledge about sales and marketing. So
absolutely. Really good book.
It's a great book. Great book.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Second question is, what advice would you give to your younger self when you were just getting started with your career?
Oh, that's such a great question. Honestly, just to find mentors, like find people to ask questions. To like, don't try to figure it all out on your own, because you're going to move a lot faster if you put people around you that can help you and support you. Mm-hmm. So it's so important to do that. I think I tried to do a lot of it on my own. So it was just a lot of trial and error and, you know, stumbling over my own feet and stuff like that along the way. So I think I would have gone much faster to get where I am today if I would have looked for help much sooner. So, and there's so much free help out there. Like, just go onto YouTube and like Google, like whatever it is that you need help with. Mm-hmm. Or even now we have, you know, AI. So I was just learning about some of that last week and I was like, what? Like, unbelievable. Like the amount of information that's out there for us now. So phenomenal.
Absolutely. Yeah, I got to definitely investigate more with this AI, because I'm hearing some crazy stories about this stuff. And it's like, what? Like, that saves so much time. So I definitely check that out myself. All right. The third question is, what topic in real estate do you want to learn more about personally?
I've actually considered becoming a real estate agent now, because I'm like, ooh, this is kind of fun. Like, not that, you know, being an architect and owning, you know, my own architecture firm and, you know, doing the training for Sold by Design, you know, and writing books doesn't keep me busy now. But I'm like, how fun would it be to like also get into some real estate?
I think you should. Absolutely. And then, you know, one, as you're giving advice to other realtors, you can say, I'm one of you guys. Or then also you could, you know, use your knowledge and your information you're sharing with others to do your own sales.
That's right.
I definitely think you should do that. All right. So last one is to please give a shout out to another woman in real estate.
There's so many amazing women that I've met in real estate. Oh my goodness.
You can name more than one. Everyone always gets a little stumped with this one.
Oh my goodness. And now my mind's blinking too. I'm like, oh, wait. Oh my goodness. So my own real estate agent, who's Michaela Grandy, she's here locally and in Dublin, Ohio. She was amazing. And she kind of started giving me this idea too for Sold by Design, because we get into everything from like the fact finding with your clients to going in and looking at how the house is laid out. But then also the one thing that she did that I thought was amazing is that she's been in the industry for at least 20 years. I'm sure it's been a lot longer than that. But she, when I was looking for places a few years ago, she's like, well, I know you like this house and it, you know, it needs some work, which you're excited about that. But because I like to do something, like do some renovation work. Mm-hmm. But she was just like, you know, it was built in the early 90s and it has all original windows It has the original water heater, the original furnace, the original AC condenser, and it all needs to be replaced soon because it's all 30 years old. And I'm like, oh, so that helped me, you know, that helped me start thinking about things like, oh, well, like, what's the cost of that? And what's the cost of that? So it also saved her the time of having to write up an offer on the property, because it was just like, well, by the time like we calculate all those other pieces in, like, it's just not a home that I'm any, you know, really, I'm not interested in at that point, because the price point's just too high. Yeah. What I'm looking to spend.
Rehab, you might as well build your own from the ground up if you have to replace all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But you know, those things, you have to think about those things. So it's, you know, part of, you know, what we do within the program is teach realtors as well, you know, things with that, but also just like cracks in the walls and kind of how to locate bearing walls and things like that. If somebody's looking, you know, can we open up some space so that it doesn't feel so closed off? So just helping people think about all of those different things. And, you know, it seems like it's a really cumbersome thing to do, but really once you break it down into small chunks, it's much more easy to digest and learn.
Absolutely. And once you do it, you know, a couple of times, it gets to be like muscle memory.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
So how can people get in touch with you?
So you can reach out to me on soldbydesign.net. And then we also have a free gift on there as well, just to give a few tips for how to help thinking a little bit differently and help your clients and save yourself some time as well.
Okay, check her out. This was a great conversation. Learned some very interesting knowledge. I definitely think you should get your real estate license. I tell everyone that, even if you sell one property a year, it's definitely worth it.
True.
So yeah. For sure. And definitely looking forward to checking out your book when it comes out. Thank you so much for this. Any last words of wisdom for the listeners?
I guess the biggest thing is this, like when you're at working with a client to, you know, really do the fact finding process of really understanding what they're looking for in home, make sure you're listening to their answers, not listening to ask them more questions. Mm-hmm. Like really, you know, God gave us two eyes and or one mouth and two ears. So, you know, it's to listen. So yeah, really just listening to your clients, because listening to them, yeah, makes them feel heard and also will help you understand what they're looking for so you can serve them on a higher level.
Okay, that's words of wisdom for life in general.
It so is.
Advice. I appreciate that. All right. Well, thank you, Heidi, for joining me today. I really appreciate it. So we're signing off here. Another episode of Pretty Girls Love Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Washington, and we will catch you on the next one. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Jessica.